Support for the Lyric Stage is provided in part by you, the listeners of the Classical Network. Go to WWFM.org to become a member or to renew your membership in the global listening community that is the Classical Network, WWFM.org. And thank you. Hello and welcome to the Lyric Stage. I'm Mike Hara. Umberto Giordano's Madame Saint-Jean, or Madame Carefree, is based on the 1893 play of the same name by Victorien Sardou, and this week we have the last half of the opera for you. The scene is Paris. In 1792, Caterina, Madame Carefree, is a free-spirited laundress with a fiancé, Lefebvre, and customers that include a quiet officer who lives nearby named Napoleon Bonaparte. Jump to 1811. Caterina and Lefebvre are married, and he has been named a duke by Napoleon for his battlefield exploits. As our music begins, Caterina is as carefree as ever, but scorned by the ladies of the court, including Napoleon's two sisters. Napoleon does not remember her and tells her she must leave the court, she just doesn't fit. But Caterina reminds him that they know each other, and that he owes her 60 francs from 1792. He is moved, but she still must go away. But then she helps to prove that a man Napoleon thinks is his wife's lover is really only a courier for letters to the Empress's father to avoid the secret police reading those letters. Napoleon admires Caterina for her intelligence and resourcefulness, and she keeps her place in the court after all, and in the last scene, Napoleon puts her on his arm to go to the hunt. Mirella Franey heads our cast, with the chorus of the Teatro Comunale di Modena and the Symphony Orchestra of Emilia Romagna, conducted by Stefano Ranzani.
Il segreto profumato, il Napoli, Sua Altezza Imperiale, la Principessa di Lucca e di Piombino.
Accidenti! Mi scusi, maestà! a recarsi sull'istante da lui.
Subito.
D'accordo, capitano. Dunque, Nyberg, parti. Bene. Ancor qui. La duchessa di Danzica ora viene. Buona notte.
Thank you. vi dispenso una festa al soccorso e aspetti un Gaia.
Mi ricordo quando ero la Vandaia.
La Vandaia, anche questo, la Vandaia. Tutti i mestieri avete fatto.
Due, e dodoto più tremottega per colpa dei cattivi pagatori. Alla corte di infame che mi deve 60 franchi e non se ne ricorda.
Sia nel cielo.
E gli ho portato il conto, così per rinfrescargli la memoria. Con la mia magra paga di soldato debbo è scritta da cane. Debbo aiutar mia madre che ha lasciato la Corsica.
La Corsica? Che dite? Buona parte.
E così un cattivo pagatore.
Lasciate che vi guardi. A viravviso siete voi. Siete voi.
Napoleoni.
Porta segreta.
a quest'ora con un passo va e vedi. No! Là è la bella penna, se chiamo, corri!
Questo d'Austria, suo padre. Signore, caro padre, poiché il ministro di polizia apre le mie lettere, ricorro al conte di Naiper per inviarvi in segreto la presente. Le sue assiduità turbano me e l'imperatore. Trattenetelo a Vienna!
Thank you.
Napoleon admires Katharina for her intelligence in proving his wife, the Empress, does not have a lover, so he keeps Katharina in her place in the court after all. And in the last scene, he puts her on his arm to go to the hunt. The end of Umberto Giordano's 1915 opera, Madame Saint-Jean, Madame Carefree, which is based on the play by Victorien Sardou. Mirella Freni sang Madame Saint-Jean, Katharina, and others in the cast were Giorgio Maregli, André Zess, and Mauro Buda. Stefano Ranzani conducted the chorus of the Teatro Comunale di Modena and the Symphony Orchestra Emilia Romagna. Victorien Sardou was a significant resource for opera composers. Giordano also used his play Fedora for an opera, and Puccini famously adapted Sardou's Tosca for his opera. The Sardou version of Madame Saint-Jean has been made into numerous movies, including one with Sophia Loren in 1961, and several of these are available to see on the internet, including that one. I'm Mike Hera, and thanks for listening to The Lyric Stage this week, and I hope that you join us again next time. The Lyric Stage is brought to you by the generosity of listener and member Donald Mills of Princeton, New Jersey.